A farm boy discovers his destiny among the stars. A lion cub reclaims his kingdom. A hobbit carries a ring into darkness. These stories feel different on the surface, yet something connects them, a hidden thread weaving through humanity's greatest tales. In 1949, Joseph Campbell pulled that thread into the light and showed us something extraordinary. Beneath the costumes and settings, we've been telling the same story for thousands of years. Not because we lack imagination, but because this story maps something fundamental about being human, the journey from who we are to who we might become. Every culture, separated by oceans and centuries, arrived at the same narrative blueprint. A hero hears a call. They resist. They cross into unknown territory. They face trials. They return transformed. Campbell called this the monomyth, one story wearing a thousand masks. Consider Buddha, sheltered in palaces by a father desperate to prevent his son's prophesied departure. Despite dancing girls and luxury, divine messengers appear. An old man, a sick man, a corpse, a monk. Each vision cracks the illusion until Buddha must leave. Or take the Greek hero Odysseus, storm-tossed across wine-dark seas, facing monsters and temptations. The details shift, but the architecture remains. This isn't coincidence. The pattern reveals how transformation actually works in human psychology. We live comfortably in our known world until something disrupts it. A loss, a question, a restlessness. That disruption is the call. What we do next determines everything. When we ignore life's invitations, Campbell warns, we become walled in by boredom, work, or culture, building what look like empires but are actually houses of death. Refusing transformation doesn't let us avoid the journey. We just experience its shadow version. King Minos received a divine bull to sacrifice, but kept it for himself, turning divinity into a monster, the Minotaur, hidden in a labyrinth. Daphne fled Apollo until she became a laurel tree, frozen in her parents' protection. This refusal means clinging to the infantile ego, childhood patterns, and familiar emotional grooves that feel safe. Jung dreamed of a snake drawing a circle around a man who stands rooted like a tree. That magic circle represents parental power, the boundary we must cross to be truly born. Sleeping Beauty's thorned castle, Lot's wife turning to salt. These images capture the paralysis of refusing transformation. Yet not all hesitation is failure. Sometimes deliberate withdrawal drives psychic energy into unconscious depths where resolution becomes possible. The key is whether we're hiding or preparing. When someone accepts the call, help arrives, often unexpectedly. Campbell documents this across cultures. Spider-Woman gives the Navajo twin war gods a protective formula. A fairy godmother transforms rags into ball gowns. Beatrice guides Dante through paradise. These figures represent the benign, protecting power of destiny, the reassurance that when we commit to growth, resources emerge. Sometimes the helper is masculine, Hermes guiding souls. Virgil leading through the underworld, the Holy Ghost descending as a dove. These guides unite all the ambiguities of the unconscious, both protective and dangerous, because real transformation requires confronting both. With helpers supporting them, heroes advance to the threshold, the boundary between familiar and unknown. Here stand the guardians, ambiguous figures marking the limits of the current world. Columbus's sailors feared sea monsters. Folk mythologies populate these boundaries with dangerous beings, testing readiness. Prince Five Weapons confronted the ogre Sticky Hair, and when swords, arrows, clubs, and even hands stuck fast, he deployed his final weapon, the weapon of knowledge. The ogre, recognizing superior wisdom, bowed. The lesson? We cannot cross through force alone. Once across, the hero enters a dream landscape where successive trials dissolve infantile images, revealing a startling truth. We and our opposite are not of differing species, but one flesh. Psyche completes impossible tasks, sorting grains, gathering golden fleece, fetching water from the river Styx, descending to the underworld. Inanna is stripped at each gate until hanged on a hook. Buddha sits beneath the bow tree as Kama Mara sends armies, then beautiful daughters, attempting to break his concentration. These ordeals aren't arbitrary suffering. They're necessary purification, confronting repressed fears, rejected qualities, and unknown capacities. The meeting with the goddess represents the hero's final test to win the boon of love, which is life itself enjoyed as the encasement of eternity. This requires what medieval troubadours called the gentle heart, not animal desire or fastidious revulsion, but aware sympathy. The goddess embodies totality, simultaneously womb and tomb, creation and destruction unified. To win her love is to transcend polarities, life and death, good and evil, desire and fear. This stage represents integrating Jung's anima and animus, the contrasexual aspect within. By embracing this inner goddess or god, the hero achieves psychological wholeness, transcending gender limitations to access the full spectrum of human qualities.
The mythological father embodies cosmic paradox, both terrible and benevolent. A Basumba folktale depicts death with two sides, one rotting, one beautiful, simultaneously cursing, may he die, and blessing, may he become wealthy, each newborn. The life-giving sun rules the underworld. The Peruvian god Viracocha wears the sun as a tiara, yet wanders as a beggar, his tears becoming living waters. The hero must pierce limited existence to understand how life's tragedies are validated in the majesty of being. Job receives no ethical justification for his suffering, only revelation of God's transcendent majesty. For the hero who truly knows the Father, the world is no longer a veil of tears, but a bliss-yielding, perpetual manifestation of the presence. An East European ghetto lyric captures this paradox. Where I pass, there art thou. Doth it go well, 'tis thanks to thee. Doth it go ill, ah, 'tis also thanks to thee. This reconciliation integrates authority into the psyche, transcending Oedipal conflict to achieve spiritual maturity. The hero's ultimate challenge isn't winning the boon, it's bringing it back. Many heroes refuse this responsibility. Even Buddha initially doubted whether enlightenment could be communicated. The bliss of deep spiritual states isn't easily abandoned for normal consciousness. Yet the hero's duty is precisely this return, carrying wisdom that can renew the community. Though we picture divine and human worlds as distinct, myth reveals they're one. The realm of gods is simply a forgotten dimension of our own world. Exploring this dimension and learning to navigate both is the essence of mastery. Yet tension remains. Ordinary people cling to their institutions, defending convention rather than embracing transformation. The profound boon brought back quickly becomes rationalized into nothing, creating the need for another hero to refresh the spiritual message. This is why the journey never truly ends. Each generation must undertake it anew.
We inhabit a world where, as Nietzsche declared, dead are all the gods. Ancient ritual and meaning have decayed, while modern society operates as an economic political machine. Today's crisis inverts traditional societies, meaning once resided in the group, now it resides solely in the individual, while the world appears meaningless. The modern hero deed must illuminate the lost Atlantis of the coordinated soul. This requires making contemporary life spiritually significant, not rejecting modernity. Our community is now planetary, rendering old patterns of projected aggression destructive. The hero's journey continues today through the quest for psychological wholeness, not literal dragon slaying. We cannot await societal transformation. We must heed the call individually, carrying the cross of the Redeemer, not in bright moments of trigal victories, but in the silences of personal despair. The monomyth remains your map for transformation. The call arrives as restlessness, crisis, or longing. The threshold appears when facing the unknown. Trials manifest as your deepest challenges. Return happens when integrating wisdom into daily life. The question isn't whether you'll encounter the hero's journey, it's whether you'll recognize it and say yes.